And speaking of reality, people get divorced for many reasons. Thoughtless behavior, harsh words. But what about the words, it's a girl? Economists report that married couples with only girls get divorced at a higher rate than couples with only boys. Day-to-Day host Alex Chadwick turned to economist and Slate contributor Stephen Landsberg for an analysis of this phenomenon.
Stephen, welcome to Day-to-Day. And explain, if you can, what the data shows about the divorce rate of couples with girls.
Couples with girls are more likely to get divorced than couples with boys. And that's true in every country in the world, although it's, or at least every country we've looked at. It's true in the United States. It's true to a greater extent in Mexico, in Kenya, in Colombia, even to a greater extent in Vietnam and in China. It's greater in couples with more children. If you have three girls versus three boys, then that increases your divorce probability by quite a bit more than if you have one girl versus one boy. No matter what story you tell, it seems, it's going to have to come down to saying that divorce with a boy is a worse prospect than divorce with a girl, or that marriage with a boy is a better prospect than marriage with a girl. And pretty much every hypothesis we've spun fits into one of those broad categories or the other.
You're an economist. You look at the question of supply and demand and how it relates to the question of gender. It sounds a little harsh, perhaps, to some listeners, but why is supply and demand relevant here?
Well, supply, of course, is pretty much a random factor here. You have very little control over the gender of your children. So it's a question on demand. It's a question on whether parents demand sons to a greater extent than they demand daughters. If, in fact, boys make marriages better, then parents are going to hope for boys. They're going to have a higher demand for boys than they are for girls. And if boys make divorces harder, you would expect parents to prefer girls just because of the contingency that they might get divorced. So based on the divorce data, one could imagine that boys are preferable to girls to most parents, or one could imagine that girls are preferable to boys.
And which do you think is the case?
You keep asking what I think, and I'm basing a lot of this on the research of two economists named Gordon Dahl and Enrico Moretti, who really did all the work here. But from other evidence, it appears that parents prefer boys. And one of the strongest pieces of evidence on that is that parents of boys are more likely to stop having children than parents of girls. We see, again, across countries, that people who are having girls will continue to have kids to a greater extent than people who are having boys. And this suggests that there are a lot of parents out there who are trying for a boy.
Anything else? Other tidbits there?
Well, there are actually a couple of other intriguing bits of evidence. One is from shotgun marriages. If a couple is unmarried and expecting a child, they learn the sex of the child, they're more likely to get married if the child is a boy than if the child is a girl. Another piece of evidence is that divorced women with daughters are less likely to remarry than divorced women with sons. And one possible interpretation of that is that daughters are a liability in the market for a husband, that husbands would rather acquire sons by marriage than acquire daughters by marriage.
Stephen, this article's been up for a couple of days on Slate already. What's the response?
Well, there's been a lot of response. A lot of it's been very thoughtful and has offered a lot of alternative hypotheses. But also strikingly, I've gotten an awful lot of mail from people who interpreted this article as my saying that I prefer boys to girls. And in fact, the opposite is true. I always was hoping for a girl, and I got the girl I wanted. And in fact, I got so far the perfect daughter, and I'm very glad that I did.
Stephen Landsberg is a Slate contributor and the author of Fair Play, What Your Child Can Teach You About Economics, Values, and the Meaning of Life. Stephen, thanks for joining us on Day to Day.
Thanks very much.
And that interview by Day to Day's Alex Chadwick.